2 days ago, Friday, July 12th, marked the end of a nearly 50-year tradition here at the cathedral. On Friday afternoon, we handed out our last bologna sandwich from the back door of the parish office. For almost a half a century, countless parishioners have made these sandwiches and distributed them on our campus to the poor and the homeless. We've made this decision because of the fact that it is becoming increasingly dangerous for volunteers and cathedral staff who regularly interact with people who are addicted and or mentally ill. The days of the happy hobo riding the rails are over, and we are just not equipped or trained to safely serve the homeless population from our campus. This decision to stop the sandwich distribution from the campus also comes at the recommendation of Dr. Rob McCann, the president of Catholic Charities Eastern Washington, and also upon the recommendation of the Spokane Police Department. I'm not happy about this. Friday was a little sad for me, but by the same token, I believe it is necessary to keep our staff and our parishioners safe. It is somewhat ironic, I think you would agree with me, that we end our sandwich distribution program on Friday before, and then 2 days later have the gospel of the story of the Good Samaritan, just 2 days later. Jesus is speaking with a scholar of the law and tells him that familiar parable. There's this man traveling along the desolate road from Jerusalem to Jericho, and in a particularly desolate place, this man is attacked by robbers who take his clothes and his belongings, who beat him, and then leave him for dead. And what happens? Religious leaders come upon this beaten man and cross to the other side of the road and pass him by. It is the Samaritan, hated by Jews, who stops to tend to his wounds, to put him on his camel, to take him to an inn, and then to pay for his lodging and care. And he does that without asking him to sign any promissory note, or there are no strings attached, no questions are asked of the man. And Jesus ends the parable and asks the Jewish scholar, which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? And he answered, the one who treated him with mercy. And Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. That go and do likewise, treating people with mercy, that command has been fulfilled by the church in a myriad of ways throughout the centuries. Showing mercy to victims of robbers has been a hallmark of our own outreach program here at the cathedral. The gospel doesn't give us the names of the robbers in this parable, but as I think about the robbers of the homeless here in downtown Spokane, you know, I've been here almost 10 years living here, and I've come to know their names. They have names, these robbers, like heroin and opioids and methamphetamine and schizophrenia and bipolar disorder and psychotic episodes and severe family dysfunction, bankruptcy, and yes, pimps who traffic in human persons? Who is called to be a neighbor to these victims of robbers? We know that the answer is we are. Our cathedral family is called to be neighbor, to show mercy, to be a good Samaritan. Well, someone might rightly ask me then, well, gee, Father, if we're called to show mercy, why are we stopping the sandwich distribution program? My answer is that we are not stopping our sandwich distribution program. We are instead going to move it to organizations that are better trained and equipped to fulfill this ministry. And we've been looking at different organizations over the last few weeks, and I discovered one that I am particularly interested in. I didn't know it was here, just three blocks away at the Spokane Public Library. Every Monday they host what is called Community Court. Community court is meant to be a therapeutic court rather than a punitive one. It is for people who have misdemeanor offenses related to homelessness, such as camping and unlawful trespassing, urinating in public, or lying on the sidewalk. These individuals go to community court. They're evaluated by professionals, and then depending on the evaluation, the judge plugs them into a variety of services located right there in the library. The day that I was there, there must have been, between 75 and 200 people kind of engaging in community court and those services, which include substance abuse treatment and mental health resources and housing resources and references and representatives of the Veterans Administration. The offender agrees to community service and to access the help that is offered. And as they leave community court, they will now receive a sack lunch prepared by our sandwich makers here at the cathedral. The lunches will be prepared here, sacked up, and then taken to community court. And our plan is to provide 5,200 sack lunches a year. In the past, when participants successfully completed their program, they would receive a graduation bag from community court. This bag would include helpful items such as a variety of toiletries, socks, hand warmers in the winter, bottled water, trail mix, pods of laundry soap. Community court had to stop that practice due to a lack of funding. And when I found out about that, it seemed to me that that would be a wonderful ministry for us to add on to our services. And so we have a parishioner who's going to be organizing that and asking other parishioners to gather periodically, to get those items together, to bag them, and then get them to community court for those who are graduating. And you might think, well, gee, what's the big deal about that? The judge and the coordinators of community court tell us that it's very important. It's a sign of achievement for these folks. It's a sign of honor, a badge of honor, if you will, to be able to receive that. As Spokane, you know, wrestles with homelessness, and as we're hearing all these mayoral candidates argue back and forth about what to do and what not to do, we hear the phrase periodically, give a man a fish and feed him for a day. Teach him how to fish and feed him for life. Community court is meant to teach people how to fish, and we are now an active partner in that ministry. This doesn't mean we are going to stop giving out fish. Our Catholic faith tells us to do both. This is not an easy either-or solution. We do both. We give out fish and we teach the skills to fish. And to that end, we plan on delivering 1,000 sandwiches a month to the House of Charity. We've coordinated with them. They'll send a van on Friday and pick up sandwiches that will be distributed over the weekend. We chose the weekend because in Spokane, if you're homeless, there's lots of places to eat from Monday through Friday. But on the weekend, there's very little, if anything. And so Catholic Charities, or sorry, the House of Charity, as they're checking people in, will be able to give them something to eat. I know that there are community leaders and politicians and those running for office who criticize this kind of effort, who say we're just offering a hand without demanding anything in return. No free sandwiches is the slogan I've seen in the newspaper. Well, why do we do this as Catholics? I would argue that we have a pretty solid foundation for why we give out free sandwiches. We get the foundation from our Bible, which we wrote, and which contains parables like the one we have from Jesus today. The Good Samaritan cleaned the man who was the victim of robbers. He tended to his wounds. He loaded him on a camel, and he took him to an inn where he prepaid the bill. And he asked for nothing in return. That's a pretty big fish to be giving out to someone. So we as Catholics do both. We give people fish without asking for anything in return, and we teach them to fish with the goal of helping them to be self-sufficient, responsible, and happy. All of those robbers that I named are dangerous. They strip people, they beat them up, and they leave them for dead. We don't want these robbers around our cathedral family, and yet we are still called to show mercy to their victims. We will continue our outreach programs to the homeless, poor, addicted, and mentally ill. And your generous contributions each week to the second collection that we have on Sundays, your contributions to the poor envelope and the envelope pack to the First Friday collection, that's where we get all that funding to support our programs. And there are many. We put, I think, 10 or 12 of them on two pages in the bulletin today. I'd ask you to take that home and read through those ministries. It's an impressive listing of what we do. But it's not exhaustive. There are more ways in which we engage in service to others. We just only had two pages in the bulletin to use. But there is more. We are no longer going to engage in direct service to the poor on our cathedral campus, but our commitment to imitate the Good Samaritan will be as strong as ever. And again, your willingness to help as a volunteer, as a contributor, make all of this possible. Jesus ends his parable today, once again, by asking the Jewish scholar, who was the true neighbor of the man who fell victim to robbers? And he answered, the one who treated him with mercy. And Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. We too, 2,000 years later, have robbers and victims in our midst. And so we too show mercy, and we too go and do likewise.